This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Friday, August 17th. Well, the cattle market continues to drift lower on Thursday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
We've had a recent setback off of the August highs for October cattle, mainly on increased supply. The market, again, drifting lower since that August 3rd peak on increasing supply issues. Demand has remained very strong, both export and U.S. consumer demand, mainly just from very strong readings on consumer confidence and restaurant usage. Demand seasonality has a tendency over the short term to improve right into that Labor Day holiday. We're going to have much less heat, less humidity, and it looks like weather for demand also going to be good into that Labor Day holiday.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 10 at 542. September corn was up 3.75 at 365 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 628. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 12.25, ranging from 647.5 to 657.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 12.5, ranging from 681.25 to 696.25. Live cattle for August were down 18 cents at 108.42.5. August feeder cattle were up $1.22.5 to 150.30. And August Class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 14.97.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.